Okay. I need you to tell me if this is magic or if I'm just tired, because I haven't slept since Tuesday.
Given the cat incident last week, I'm assuming tired. What's up?
So, I'm reading about this new thing called PixelRag from Berkeley and Databricks. The central claim is insane. They're saying the entire step where we convert web pages to plain text, that's actually the problem.
Wait, you mean skipping the parser?
Exactly. No parsing, no chunking text. They just take screenshots of the pages, slice them into tiles, and feed the images directly to a vision model.
That is aggressively simple, but also kind of brilliant, if it works.
Right? They tested it on all of Wikipedia. 30 million screenshot tiles, and it beat text-based RAG on every single benchmark. Up to 18% better accuracy.
Hold on. 18%? That's massive. But why would text fail that hard? We've spent years tuning chunk sizes and overlap strategies.
That's the kicker. The paper breaks down exactly where text pipelines die. They call it parser loss. Like, 36% of the time, the answer just isn't in the text chunk, because the HTML conversion threw away the context.
Oh, I see. Tables, formatting, visual hierarchy. If you strip that out, the semantic meaning collapses.
Yes, and then there's rank loss. The answer exists in the database. But some keyword-stuffed info box gets ranked higher because the text flattener made it look denser. The real answer gets pushed to page 2.
Right, right. The model retrieves the noise instead of the signal because the structure is gone. So by keeping the image, you preserve the layout cues the model needs to weigh importance correctly.
Exactly. And the wildest part for me is a PM. They say this cuts agent token costs by 10x.
10 times? How? Vision tokens are usually expensive.
Because you don't need to dump the entire document context into the prompt. The vision model sees the tile, understands the layout, and extracts just the answer. No massive context window stuffing.
Okay, that math checks out if the retrieval precision is that high. But let's talk about the pipeline. They're using Playwright to render everything offline?
Yeah. Fixed viewport, sliced into 1024 pixel tiles. Then they encode each tile with this Qwen3VL embedding model and store it in FAISE.
Qwen3VL embedding 2B. Okay, that's a solid choice for visual vectors. But Justy, the storage, 30 million tiles for Wikipedia, that's not nothing.
True. Compared to the engineering hours we spend writing custom parsers for every weird internal wiki format, I'd take the storage bill.
I mean, I can't argue with that. We spent last quarter just fixing the parser for the legacy HR portal because someone used a nested table in 2004.
Don't remind me. I still have dreams about nested tables.
Seriously, though. The lead author, Yichuan Wang, said improving parsers is an endless process because every site needs special handling. This bypasses that entirely.
That's the product story right there. No more site-specific engineering. It just works across the board. Imagine rolling this out to customer support, where the docs are a mix of PDFs, wikis, and old HTML.
I'm sold on the accuracy. I'm just worried about the reader loss edge case. They said 8% of failures happen when the content reaches the model, but the flattened structure causes misattribution. Does the image fix that?
The paper says yes. The vision model reasons jointly over content and layout. It knows a header is a header because it looks like one, not because of an H1 tag that got stripped.
Okay, I'm going to say it. This might actually be the shift we've been waiting for. Text RAG has felt like we're trying to read a book by smelling the ink.
That is such a Cody analogy. But yeah, if you're building an agent today, ignoring visual context feels like leaving money on the table.
Especially if it cuts costs that much. Although, I'm not ready to delete our text pipeline yet. Hybrid might be the move for a while.
Smart, but honestly, for messy enterprise docs, this feels like the winner. Anyway, I almost spilled my coffee again reading this. Remember when you got sugar all over the counter last time we talked tech?
Ugh, don't bring that up. I still find grains of sugar in my keyboard. But yeah, this PixelRag stuff, it's legit. If the repo is public, I'm spinning it up this weekend.
It is public. Check the Databricks blog. Just maybe clear your desk first so you don't knock anything over while you're coding.
Huh. Fair. All right. Let's go see if a screenshot really is worth 1,000 parse tokens.
Exactly. Catch you later, Cody. Try not to dream about tables.